Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, welcome. Welcome, everybody, to the big show. Yeah.
We made it.
Give me air horn. Wait.
Happy snow day Monday.
Let's get this one going. Hang on. Okay. It's snowing, so.
What a cluster.
It is outside today. I hope you're not listening, honestly. I hope you're tucked away in a bed. In your warmth, in your house.
Well, we've only got four messages, so
that's good.
I feel like that's what's happening.
That makes me feel good.
That makes me feel better.
For those of us that are at work today and are headed in, because some of us, yo, hey, nurses got to go in today.
Yeah.
First responders got to go in. Plow
crew. Essential workers.
The plow crew, what's up?
Yeah.
We see y'all, man. A lot of people got to go in, and we're here providing that public service of what's going on. Jess came down from Towson.
Well, not really. I was assisted.
Well, you were driven.
Yes.
Down
Greg,
from Towson.
Thank God for Greg Carpenter from 101.9. Greg picked up myself and Gina Crash, also on 101.9, who also lives in Towson. And I'm telling you right now, I would not have made it in if he did not come and get me.
Why was he the designated one, by the way?
Just because he has four-wheel drive.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Right. So he was, you know, able to get us. I think he came from Timonium, picked us up in Towson. And, like, we all agreed that when we first woke up this morning, looking outside, it looked fine. But by the time we got on the road, it was not fine.
Not
and
good.
All of us were like, on the freeway, like, 5 miles an
imagine.
Hour.
I can't imagine. So I drove up from Columbia, and this is my very first snow since moving from Columbia.
We're in Mount Washington, by the way. That's where our building is.
So I'll say this, and I, like, living in Baltimore, like, the roads were always very clear. Like, downtown Baltimore always did a great job. Fed Hill, always very clear. Howard County, I think, sleeps in on snow days because I was like, these roads are not clear. They were not cleared off this morning.
That's what same because when we woke up, it looked fine, but it looked fine because of the treatment that was on the road from the night before.
Right.
Otherwise, there were zero plows yet because as we were coming in Mount Washington, we saw all of them gathering over here, but like, I don't think that they disperse yet. You know what I mean?
Hey, shout out Plow Crew. Let's get Plow Crew. Yeah, thank you for what you're doing this morning.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning now through 1 a.m. Tuesday morning for the entire state of Maryland, saying heavy snow is very possible, which we are currently seeing right now, with potential for sleet and freezing rain. Overall, we're still expecting 4 to 7 inches of snow in the Baltimore metro area. But some local isolated areas could receive higher totals. The D.C. area could see upwards of 7 to 10 inches of snow. Get ready. This is a very long list. School districts and government buildings have announced closures for today. Public schools are closed today in Allegheny, Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Calvert, Caroline, Carroll, Cecil, Charles, Dorchester, Frederick, Garrett, Harford, Howard, Kent, Montgomery, Prince George's, Queen Anne, St. Mary's, Somerset, Talbot, Washington, and Worcester counties in Baltimore City. We have a lot of colleges closed today as well. I posted a link to the full list of school districts and government buildings that are closed today on our Facebook page and Instagram story. Just search Kramer and Jess.
Number two.
For the second year in a row, the Ravens are the champs of the AFC North Division after defeating the Cleveland Browns 35-10 Saturday night. Man, it was chilly then too. The victory also gives the Ravens the number three seed in the conference, meaning they will host a wild card game at home this weekend against the Steelers at 8 p.m. on Saturday.
Was it a good game? Or was it a blowout? Because when I see a score like that, I'm not a football person. In case you knew this, I'm not a football person, but I see a score like that and I'm like, was it even really a game?
So in the third, I believe it was like 21-3 at that point. But yeah, here's the deal. Like, since we started winning, the games that we've won so far, I was watching, but I didn't sit down and watch from beginning to end. So I continued that situation. So like, I watch the game, but I don't just sit and watch the game. Like, I check in and I have it on and I don't watch it all the way through since we've been winning since I started doing that.
Like, you're being superstitious? Like, you want to keep the same pattern because you're afraid?
Because this is the fourth game that we've won.
Okay.
Number one.
The Jonas Brothers have big plans for 2025 ahead of their performance celebrating the new year. Nick Jonas shared the band has a new song dropping on January 17th with Marshmello. Nick also shared that he's heading back to Broadway to appear in the last 5 years. And then Kevin Jonas also revealed that the band is getting ready for a big tour coming this year.
Whatever happened, which one was getting divorced? I was thinking about them the other day.
Joe. It's finalized and everything.
Is it done? Did we finish that?
That's been done for a minute now.
Saga. I couldn't remember how that, for some reason he popped in my mind the other day. Whatever happened with their relationship?
Divorce finalized, both parties have dated, have been in relationships.
How do we feel about new Jonas Brothers music? Because I feel like when they came back, everybody was like real excited about it, right? And they had, was that two or three summers ago? Do you think they can recapture that magic again? Or was it kind of just like a one-time, yay, they're back?
No. I think it's going to be phenomenal. The Jonas Brothers are so talented.
Yeah, I know they're good.
They are.
Yeah,
so yeah. I'm excited to see what, this is also, I think this is like their second song with Marshmello and their first one was really good. So I'm really excited. This is Jess and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Drive safe this morning.
Let's do a love story from our crazy neighbors up in Pennsylvania. They have set a love record. It's going to be a cute story for your snowy edition of PA So Cray Cray. And if you've never been here before, because I know everyone's schedule may be a little bit different today, welcome to this. Jess, what is PA So Cray Cray?
It's, you know, it's said with love. We love our neighbors in PA. There's no beef here. However, a lot of, I think, random things. I don't want to say not normal, because I think the word normal is relative. I'd say just the unexpected takes place in Pennsylvania.
They're just getting the weird headlines. Honest to God. And we bring this up because you also have to conclude that. Like, Maryland, we don't get the weird headlines. We don't. D.C. does not get the weird headlines. Delaware, no. Virginia, no. It's always Pennsylvania. And why? Why is that? We don't know. Maybe you can help us figure it out. But we got another one today. And this one is a sweet one. Pennsylvania, a couple in Pennsylvania just got the Guinness Book of World Record for the world's oldest couple.
Aww.
World's oldest couple just got married.
That's so cute.
Bernie and Marjorie up in Philly just got married at age 100 and age 102.
Yeah,
Actually, let me change the music for this. Age 100 and age 102. Oldest couple ever. I'll tell you their story. They tied the knot at their senior living facility where they met.
Oh, they just met. Oh, my God.
Their love story, if you wonder how these two met, there was a costume contest for Halloween, and they met there, they fell in love, and they quickly got married. I mean, how could you not, right? So they were both actually previously married for 60 years. Both of them married over 60 years to their partner.
Yeah.
Boom, they meet at this facility. It's a costume party. They fall in love. And now they're taking the record for the world's oldest couple to get married at 100 and 102.
That's so cute.
If you want to take some advice from these two lovebirds, Bernie says he credits his longevity. He's the 100-year-old. To staying up on the world's events, which that feels like that would kill me, to be honest with you. I feel like the world events are what's actually taking me
but
down.
But you
nowadays.
Don't know. But was he specific? Maybe he's not necessarily talking about the stressful ones. Maybe he's talking about Brat Summer. You know what I mean? You know.
Brats.
And he's like Charlie XCX. Like she's kept me young. Like you never know.
The Brat Summer.
You never know. He didn't specify.
Hey, Marjorie though says, what's keeping her young at 102? Drinking buttermilk.
Really?
That's what's keeping her young, so.
All right.
Hey, who are we to argue? These two lovebirds are still doing it. Oldest couple in Philly at 100 and 102, and that is your a lovely addition. A PA so cray-cray.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
The National Weather Service issued a winter storm warning now through 1 a.m. Tuesday for the entire state of Maryland. Governor Westmore also declared a state of emergency. Take a listen.
We are taking this storm very, very seriously. And so should you. Help keep everyone safe by avoiding travel during this dangerous weather. Prepare your home and your family. Charge your communication devices in case of power outages. Check on your neighbors who may need extra help. And sign up for MD Ready Alerts by texting 211-631.
Rates of 1 to 3 inches of snow per hour are possible, which can make travel nearly impossible at times, or at least very, very dangerous. So just be aware of that on the road. Patience for everyone. Public schools are closed today in Allegheny, Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Calvert, Caroline, Carroll, Cecil, Charles, Dorchester, Frederick, Garrett, Harford, Howard, Kent, Montgomery, Prince George's, Queen Anne's, St. Mary's, Somerset, Talbot, and Washington counties, Worcester as well, and Baltimore City. I posted a link to the full list of school districts and government buildings. Colleges are also going to be included in this list that are all closed today on our Facebook page and Instagram story, and you can get all that info. Just search Kramer and Jess.
Governor Moore brings up a great point. It's something I don't think about. Like, snow days, if you don't have to go anywhere, it's all kind of fun and games as long as the power stays on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think about that. So yeah, like charging your devices, like
having charger cables in your car if you do have to drive.
If things do go, and if you do have elderly neighbors, mm-hmm. if you're around somebody that you have to think about, how is this affecting them? It's two great points that honestly were not top of mind this morning.
Right.
Good reminders.
Number two.
The spotlight is very bright for a young girl in Towson. 12-year-old Hazel Vogel is starring on Broadway. She's performing the iconic role of Annie in the latest revival of the classic musical. And she's coming home next week when the show comes to the Hippodrome Theater. Annie opens Tuesday at the Hippodrome.
I love that. No idea.
That's so cool.
That's
number one.
The Golden Globes were last night, hosted by Nikki Glaser, who did an amazing job, by the way. And Demi Moore won her first acting award ever for her lead role in The Substance. And her emotional acceptance speech was a highlight of the night. Take a listen.
30 years ago, I had a producer tell me that I was a popcorn actress. And at that time, I made that mean that I could do movies that were successful, that made a lot of money, but that I couldn't be acknowledged. And I bought in and I believed that. And so today, I celebrate this as a marker for the gift of doing something I love and being reminded that I do belong. Thank you so much.
Bro, that's wild, though.
I mean, incredible for Demi Moore.
She's
I've only
had such
seen.
A career,
right? You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I've only seen clips of The Substance, but of the clips that I've seen, I've been watching like a lot of table talks with the actors that are nominated for award season. And just even in the clips that I've seen, her performance is incredible. Other winners included The Brutalist, Shogun, Emilia Perez, Hacks, and John M. Chu won for the Cinematic and Box Office Achievement Award.
How did. Was Wicked up? Was this movie?
He won Wicked one for. the Cinematic and Box Office Achievement Award.
So I was going to say.
I had to get that in there a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
If Wicked, because Jess is in a good mood this morning. If Wicked did not win for something, I knew that Jess was coming here being a terrible mood. It got cheated.
But shout out, though, Nikki Glaser.
Was she good?
Phenomenal.
Did you watch it last night?
I watched until about 9-ish or so. Then I'm going to, I was like, I have to see this a little bit. I've been looking forward to this night for so long. I'm going to watch the replay. I think it's going to be on Peacock or something like that. Yeah. But she killed it.
She's been on fire recently.
Yeah. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 Minute.
Mix 106.5.
Hey, it's a snow day edition of the $1,000 Minute, where we only ruled today. Well, we have rules, but like, additional rule today is like, don't be calling if you're driving the beltway in the snow.
Right. Safe, please.
That'd be dumb. Let's go to caller number 10. And who is this?
Hi, this is Lena.
Lena. Hi, you're number 10.
Hi, Lena.
Oh, boy. Hi, good morning.
Lena, are you safe? Tell us you're not driving around the snow right now.
I am. I'm just waking up, but I didn't have coffee, so no worries.
Oh, wait, are you at home?
I am.
Oh, thank God. Nice. Good.
Yeah. Lena, where do you live? Not specifically, but, you know, the area.
Yeah, not your address, just the town, you know what I mean?
I'm in Ellicott City.
Oh! Okay.
It's coming down hard right now in Mount Washington. Look at this. This is,
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Just from what
crazy.
It was.
How's it right now in Ellicott City?
It is... It's pretty.
It's pretty snow.
It's pretty from the inside of your home. Yeah.
Just don't have to go out and it's even better.
You know what I love is I felt like I had to stop drinking hot chocolate once Christmas is over, but like on a snow day, it's like,
Charlie, a guy we worked with, said the same thing. He's like, let's have hot chocolate today. I'm like, we're at work. We're just trying to get work done.
No, okay? But it's a snow day.
Not what we're doing. All right. Let's play. $1,000 in free gas. I know you're just waking up, but let's do this. Jess, how do we play the game?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just have to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there is time at the end. You ready, Lena?
Oh, boy. Ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What movie features a princess who can create ice and snow with her powers?
Frozen.
Correct. Question number two. How many rings are on the Olympic symbol?
5.
Correct. Question number three. What famous holiday character is made of snow and has a carrot nose?
Frosty.
Correct. Question number four in Harry Potter. What is the name of the snowy white owl that belongs to Harry?
Oh, boy.
Or you can pass.
Hedwig.
Correct. Question number five. How much is 14 times 3?
42.
Correct. Question number six in The Chronicles of Narnia. What wintry realm does the White Witch rule over? Oh, come on. Oh, you might have it today. You might have it.
Oh, boy.
White Witch, Narnia. What is Chronicles of Narnia? What does she rule over? Oh, you can pass.
Oh, no.
Pass. Question number seven. What is the name of the fast food chain that says Yo Quiero and it's advertised? That's 60 seconds right there.
Dang it! No!
Oh, wow,
no!
Wow, 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 wow.
No! Lena, in the Chronicles of Narnia, what wintry realm does the White Witch rule over? It's Narnia!
It's literally just Narnia. It's Narnia.
It's
Narnia. I know.
That was killing me.
As I'm sitting here, I'm like, just say it. Just say Narnia. Just say Narnia. You can actually win this. Because I guarantee you know the answer to seven. What is the name of the fast food chain that says Yo Quiero and it's advertising? My Spanish is terrible. Yo Quiero.
It's Yo Quiero.
Thank you.
Taco Bell.
Yep, Taco Bell.
Yep. But you know what? When was the last time that we thought about Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe? It's been so long.
But we said it. We literally said the answer in the question.
It's been so long.
Painful. It's a snow day round, though, of our $1,000 minute. So
good job, Lena.
Hey, with no coffee and with snow, it's just there's a lot going on today. There's a lot going
on.
That
was a bad miss.
It's all right.
That was fun.
Hey, we learned today. We're having fun. It's snow day. It's no big deal. Tomorrow we're gonna come back. We're gonna have some coffee. We're gonna have a little less snow. It's gonna be all good, Lena. And we'll play for another $1,000 in free gas same time. Okay.
Sounds good. Stay safe, guys.
You too, Lena. And make sure to head to Dashen and try their new cinnamon spice hot chocolate. It would be perfect for your snow day. A delicious combo of cocoa and cinnamon spice. Dashen.com for participating locations.
Mix 106.5, Kramer and Jess. I'm really glad you turned the radio on this morning. How else would you know that it's snowing outside, right? Like, we bring you. I'm really glad I traipsed up here this morning, hour and 15 minutes from Columbia to Towson, to tell you it's snowing out.
How else would you know the news? That's like, you know, already on the news, but from your smartphone.
How else would you know if you didn't look out the window?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That it's snowing today. Yeah, welcome to Snow Day Show.
Everything's closed. The end.
Hey, if you're out and about and you've got to be out and about,
we're
with you. Will you text us? Just let us know you're here. There may be three of us. I don't know who's here today. 410-583-1065. But we're live from Mount Washington this morning. We're kind of keeping up to date with what's going on. Snow's coming down pretty steadily right now where we are. But what about you? Keep us posted. Let's run through business, though. Let's keep you up to date with what is happening. Jessica?
So Governor Westmore did declare a state of emergency. Rates of 1 to 3 inches of snow per hour are possible, which can make travel nearly impossible at times and at least just very dangerous. So it's highly recommended to delay any unnecessary travel. School districts, of course, and government buildings announced closures. Just to name a few, the following public school systems will be closed today in Allegheny, Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Calvert, Caroline, Carroll, Cecil, Frederick, Harford, Howard counties, Kent County, Queen Anne's, and also Baltimore City. I posted a full list just because there are a ton of school districts included in that. Also, a lot of colleges and universities are closed as well. And you can find that link at the full list on our Facebook page, Kramer and Jess, Mix 106.5 Mornings. I also shared that on our Instagram story as well. Just search Kramer and Jess.
I don't know if it's the same, too. Like, if you're going into work, tell us if it's the same where you are. The people, though, that made the decisions for all of us to come into work.
You're getting wild now. Reel it in.
Didn't come into work.
Reel it in. Save that for off the mic, all right? Save it for off the mic.
I just noticed that. Where are they?
Save it off the mic.
Where are
sure.
they?
For
where,
off the mic.
Where are those people? You know what else we're talking about? Is this a real snow now? Can we officially say that this is a real Maryland snow? It's funny because we moved here a little over 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And one comment, like, every time it snows, everyone's like, oh, well, this ain't a real Maryland snow. You guys haven't been here for like a real Maryland snow yet. Mm-hmm. This ain't like, is this now officially?
It feels authentic to me.
Does this one feel real?
It does.
To you yet? Like a Cindy from Dundalk, is this a real Maryland snow now? Like,
yes.
This is it now.
It's feeling real.
This is definitely the real stuff.
Yeah.
Is this the first real snow you think we've had in years then?
Yeah.
Really? I thought we got hit pretty good at the end of 2020, early 2021.
Was that one? Do you think that was a real snow?
Well, real snow is when you're really, really not getting out of nowhere. See, I'm in Baltimore. I'm in Dundalk, so I haven't seen a real snow like this like in years.
Can we get our official Maryland badge of like being here for like a real snowstorm then? This is it?
I believe so, yes. From me, yes.
There we go. From Cindy. Cindy from Dundalk right here. Gave us the badge. Okay, Cindy. Hey, are you able to stay home and stay safe today?
Yes, I am, actually. I'm sitting up doing a puzzle listening to you guys every morning.
That's so nice.
The puzzle book. My mother got me started in it years ago.
Well, that's lovely. Well, you enjoy your puzzle book this morning. And
you guys be safe when you go home.
Oh, thank you.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
Welcome to Judge Jess. Judge, you look very warm over there.
Yeah.
It's a casual Monday, I see.
I have my judge costume on, but my Ravens beanie still on. It's a snow day.
Judge, it's a little cold on the top there.
And it's a purple Monday, fresh off that win. Hey.
Yeah, I see that. If you've never been here for a Judge Jess before, this is my friend Jess. She is a very judgmental person. She's not an actual judge.
She's an honest person.
She is. She has a lot of opinions, though, too. And so what we say is, if you're ever in a disagreement with somebody, you need an outside point of view, just call our voicemail, 866-Kramer-Jess. That's a real number. Tell us your disagreement, and then Jess will tell you who's right and who's wrong.
Hey, what's up? This is Brock from Baltimore. I just really need some help from Judge Jess. He's dating a woman who is going through a divorce. The problem is it's only been 6 months since the separation. My friend and his new woman both feel like it's been enough time, but she was in a 6-year marriage. They've got two kids. We just got into a huge fight because I think it's a terrible idea. I just was telling him that I was looking out for him. I'm sure he's going to get hurt, and I tried to tell him that. I kind of know I'm right here, but I really need some help, and I really just want someone else to tell me that I'm right on this. So thanks a lot, Judge Jess. I really appreciate your help on this one.
Mm-mm. Knows I'm right. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Spoken like a true gentleman.
No.
Yo, that's tough. Says my friend is dating somebody that's still married.
And I've chosen to meddle in his relationship.
Who's right and who's wrong, though? I mean, is dating somebody that's only been out of a marriage for 6 months... First off, is that disastrous? This is kind of a two-part question. First off, is that disastrous? Question number two is it really any of his damn business?
Okay, so let's acknowledge question number one. When it comes to that kind of stuff, like, could it be messy? Yes, but also, things are so situational, you know, and timelines are so different for every single person that I think what the wrong answer is for our friend Brock here feeling like he can tell his friend that he's right about the situation. You know what I mean? And especially when it comes to love, you have to always be supportive whether it works out or not. You can just be there for your friend if it doesn't go the right way. Or maybe it is. Like, maybe, you know, this is the person he's supposed to be with and the timeline doesn't matter. But when it comes to a loved one in a relationship, just speaking from experience and also my own experience of like being in a bad situation, there is nothing you can say to somebody.
No,
and really, at the end of the day, it is not your place to say anything to anyone about someone else's relationship unless they ask you. And if your homie didn't ask you for your opinion, then you shouldn't have said anything because now you're the enemy.
Dawn, what do you think? I mean, is it a red flag? Is it his business? What's happening here?
It's not a red flag per se. My parents split and were both remarried 2 months after the divorce was finalized, and they are still remarried to their respective partners.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, where it's like timelines are so different. There isn't a rule book anywhere when it comes to relationships and love. And so I think it's really hard for someone to tell somebody else, like, you're making a wrong decision. Just because it happened to him doesn't mean it's going to happen to his friend. And I think to, like, put that energy on somebody else is messed up, honestly.
Dawn, wait, would you though, if you met a guy and he's like, yo, I've been separated for 2 months, would you date that guy?
I think it all depends on the situation.
Wow, okay. Y'all are trusting. More trusting than I would be, for sure, man. To me, this is like...
What if Garage Boy told me, like, you know, you were in and out of a toxic relationship for almost 9 years? Like, that makes me feel uncomfortable. We wouldn't be married right now.
I mean, that's true. It's true. And he could have. I mean,
he could have told me that. But instead, he moved across the country with me after 8 months of dating, and he's my soulmate.
It's true. Yo, it's true. Okay. Hey, we hear that, Dawn. We hear that. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
She's the one within the gavel, not me. What do I know? Just a dummy.
Mind your business, 2025, y'all. Mind your business.
That's Judge Jess.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix from 65. It's Creamer and Jess. It's snowing outside, by the way, but you don't need us here for that. You know, one thing that Jess and I realized, though, makes things a lot better, though, in snow day is when we just play this instead.
Oh, my God.
You know?
This is my favorite song of all time. I listen to this all year round. I know, every single ad-lib.
Like August. It's 102 degrees outside. And high humidity, and Jess is sweating her ass. Why don't you just cuddle up with that special somebody and turn on the sounds of Kramer? Wait, you know the A's and everything? Wow.
Do you think I was lying?
Wow, you know the O's and the A's and everything.
Every single ad lib is
go
in
ahead.
My brain.
Go.
Okay. It's a joyous thrill, let the angels
sing, cause we're together. Boom, boom. Wow.
I can keep going if you want, but.
We get all show.
I'll save that for another time. Maybe I'll put it on my Patreon or something. I don't have a Patreon.
Bro, we are so loose today on this show. If you're here, just know snow days are the best and worst versions of our show. So buckle up. You're here. It's free. So thanks for hanging out.
The Baltimore Top 3 with Jess.
Wait, really quick, we do have Paw Patrol tickets in a second, so if you can be safe, we'll do those right after this, okay?
Number 3.
The National Weather Service issued a winter storm warning now through 1 a.m. Tuesday for the entire state of Maryland. Governor Wes Moore also declared a state of emergency. Take a listen.
Okay, here he goes. Wes Moore, everybody.
We are taking this storm very, very seriously. And so should you. Help keep everyone safe by avoiding travel during this dangerous weather. Prepare your home and your family. Charge your communication devices in case of power outages. Check on your neighbors who may need extra help. And sign up for MD Ready Alerts by texting 211-631.
The heaviest snow was expected from 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. And the second round is expected to hit us from 5 to 10. School districts and government buildings announced closures for today. Honestly, it's practically every single county in the state. But I did post a link on our Facebook page and our Instagram story that's going to give you the full list of schools and colleges and universities and government buildings that are all closed today. Just search Kramer and Jess.
Do we, and this is a question that I know that we should be giving the answer to you, but I don't think we have an answer. And if we do, let me know. Do we know about schools tomorrow yet, or they haven't said anything?
I haven't seen anything about tomorrow.
Okay.
Number 2.
For the second year in a row, the Ravens are the champions of the AFC North Division after defeating the Cleveland Browns 35-10. And several players set career marks in this game. Lamar Jackson became the first quarterback in NFL history with 4,000 yards passing and 900 yards rushing. Derrick Henry added to his record-setting season as he added his 15th rushing touchdown, breaking Jamal Lewis's Ravens record. And the Ravens will now host a wild card game at home this Saturday night against the Steelers at 8 p.m.
Tell me your superstition you have right now. This is so weird.
So the last now 4 games, the reason why I did this for Saturday's game was because the previous 3 that we won, I was watching, but I didn't watch from beginning to end because usually I'm like watching the full game. But the last couple of times I had it on and I was watching, but I was like doing other things, obviously, because I was like at home for the holiday, all that kind of stuff. So this last game, Garage Boy and I purposely went to dinner during the game and the game was on and I could see it, but I wasn't watching the game fully, but I could still check in when I wanted to. So I will be doing that for the playoff season. Okay.
Number one.
Some good news for Netflix and good news for Squid Game fans. Season 2 of the hit series debuted with 68 million viewers in its first 4 days of availability, which more than any other Netflix series has achieved in its premiere week. So that show officially passed by a large margin the previous record set by Wednesday back in 2022 with its record of 50.1 million. So obviously that's really good news for Netflix. And for the fans, season 3 of Squid Game will come out later this year.
Do you watch? Are you watching it, the second one?
Garage Boy watched the entire season. He said it was good. He said it was interesting. It wasn't as, to him, he felt like it wasn't as intense as the first season.
Yeah.
But he said it was really good.
I feel like people aren't as hypey as they were last time around.
No.
I feel like if you love season one, it's like no one that I've talked to about it has been like, oh, season two was so good. It's just, you're kind of like, oh, yeah.
Do you think it's because it took forever for season two to come out?
I think maybe. I don't know. Or maybe it's just not as good as you thought it was going
to
be.
It's so different. Like, I wasn't really paying attention to it because it scares me. But just from the part that I could see.
Is it scary?
It is scary.
I only watched a couple episodes of first. Is it scary?
Squid Game is scary. Okay. And just from the parts that I could see, I was like, it's not hitting from the first season. I still want to watch it, but I don't know. Right. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
If you're listening from home today in your smart speaker, your radio, your Odyssey app, stay there. You do not want to get out in this. This is absolutely 0% fun. So we'll give you the full rundown here in about 10 minutes with everything that you need to know with the latest on that. Right now, though, Charlotte, who works behind the scenes, she was saying that she was playing some kind of game with your friend last night. Is that what it was?
Yeah, shout out Sky, my friend. She was asking me some fun little best of 2024 questions.
I love that.
So I thought that'd be fun for me to ask you guys some.
Now, I will say this. This is what Charlotte doesn't know, is I hate losing control of the show.
I think she is able to pick up on that since her time here. I think all of us are aware.
I don't know these questions at all, and so I don't know if these are going to be appropriate. I don't know what...
have faith in Charlotte.
We haven't prepped for these questions. We've had no time to think about them. So here goes Charlotte's fun game of favorite things of 2024. Yes.
Can you play a fun little song in the background?
Can you give her a vibe?
Yeah, give me some show tunes.
Maybe we do need like a little...
Even if it is like the little snowy vibes, whatever. Yeah. But we need a cute little vibe.
Yeah, thank you. Vibes. Okay.
I wasn't planning on... But go ahead. You can start.
You cook while I ask.
Go ahead, yeah.
All right. What was your favorite movie you saw in theaters this year?
Wicked!
Okay.
That was too easy.
Yeah, that was, I guess... We're starting off easy. What was yours?
I only saw two movies... one was Wicked, the other one was the second Joker. Second Joker was terrible, so it
fine.
Was bad.
Let him answer your favorite movie, your favorite new movie you saw at home.
It didn't have to be in theaters.
It can be streaming.
Yeah.
You know what I'm watching right now, which is so inappropriate?
What?
I'm watching the Girls Gone Wild documentary.
That's your favorite thing?
It's really interesting.
Awesome. Misogyny, everyone.
It's just really interesting.
A good doc.
Yeah, that's what I'm watching right now.
Hey, if that's your answer,
I'm not saying it's my favorite, but that's what I'm watching right now.
It's clearly your favorite.
Wicked's my favorite.
No,
Wicked.
Now you're just lying.
Next. Okay.
Cynthia,
what was your favorite memory of the year?
Getting married.
Oh, well, that's a very good answer.
You're setting me up for disaster.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
What do you mean? You just went on the most iconic vacation.
No, yeah.
Try harder for Charlotte. This is her game and you're poo-pooing over it.
Well, you had a lot. Okay, Wicked.
Dude, you just went
is the most generic answer of the year.
Actually,
getting married is the biggest answer of the year.
Pause.
What?
Wicked is not the most generic answer.
It is.
It's the correct answer. Second of
Facts.
All, sorry, not sorry that my favorite moment of all time just happened to take place this year.
It's not fair.
And all you've been doing is talking about how much fun. You literally said
no, it's fun.
That the vacation with you and your best friend is the best one you guys have ever had.
We did.
Do better.
I went to
go on, Charlotte.
I went to St. Thomas with my best friend. That was my best moment of 2024.
And it looked amazing.
Charlotte. Yes, thank you, Jess.
You're so welcome.
Good. Okay, this game's really going well.
All right.
Final question.
All right, final question. What were you most proud of this year?
Oh.
Little self-reflection.
Okay.
Okay. I am most proud of getting married. And the reason being is because there is a point in my life that I never thought I was going to get married. Because I identified by the things that happened to me and like by the mistakes that I've made. So not only was getting married my favorite moment of 2024, but I am really proud of both my husband and I choosing to live a different life than the one that we were shown.
Yeah, you're so healed. I love that.
Thanks, girl.
Okay.
Yeah. Proudest moment of last year. Honestly, I think it was just getting through all the craziness of last year.
Getting through.
I'm really proud, honestly, of this show from last year because, like, this show.
Yeah, that's fair.
We really had to pull it together.
And you did.
And we did. Like, this show probably should have fallen apart last year, but we pulled it together. And that really involves you, too. So thanks for not falling apart last year with us. It was big.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.